But we're going to bring in a football player on the phone because that's just the way it's working all week long. All right. You know him, I'm sure, most of you listening, from your San Francisco 49ers, but he has been playing for the Tennessee Titans now four going on five seasons. He is Delanie Walker. Delanie, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thanks for getting up this early. How are you?
I'm good, and it is early, yes.
I'm sure you love Houston, or excuse me, I'm sure you love Tennessee. We're in Houston. I know you've acclimated there, but I gotta imagine you being a Pomona guy originally. You miss California a little bit during the winter.
I do miss California during the winter. Ice storms and whatever else they have going on in Nashville you got to get out of there sometimes. But I love playing for Nashville. You know, the people are nice, and if you like country music, that's the place to be.
So does that mean that you do, or maybe are warming up to country music a little bit?
I mean, living in Nashville, you're going to have to like country music, so it grown on me. You know, I like it now.
Okay, do you have like a favorite? Is there a band or a singer that you like in particular?
Alison Krauss.
Oh, wow. That's a throwback.
put him on the spot, too,
and
he came through.
And he pulled out, like, Alison Krauss. Like, that is old school.
I love Alison
Nice.
Krauss.
She's phenomenal.
Hey, okay.
You're going to.
Yeah, Nate, take over.
I know. Now I get to. Hey, let's talk football. Hey, Delanie, when you were with the 49ers, I mean, I thought you were one of the. They did a great job of utilizing you, but I thought you were one of the most criminally underrated players on that group that was successful. And it was tough when you left to go to Tennessee, and I get it, man. You got to do your thing. But I'm wondering, you hear all this stuff about Jim Harbaugh, whether or not he's abrasive and he can only stay in a place for 3-4 years, whatever it might be. What was your experience like with him as a coach?
You know what, man? I love having him as my coach. I thought he was probably one of the best coaches I had when I've been in the NFL. And he turned the program around within 1 year. We was in the NFC Championship game. And I really don't think that he's the type of coach that want to move around. But if you don't give him the power that he needs to run a team, I feel like, you know, he's going to lead. Jim Harbaugh wants to have all the power to run a team, and I think it shows when he has the power that you do well.
Delanie Walker joining us on KHDK. We are here, Houston, Super Bowl week. How insane is Super Bowl week from a player's perspective? And really, is it hard to stay focused on the task at hand?
It's so hard. You know, it's so much going on where you have to practice. Then you got to be at the media day. Then you got to watch film on your own. You're trying to fit all of that in and still prepare. You got all your family there that want to see you, fans everywhere. You got to make sure you got to stay out of trouble. You don't want to do anything that's going to keep you from playing in the game. You got to watch what you say in the media. You got to watch what you put on Instagram. So it's draining. It's very draining. It's very stressful, but it is a great opportunity. That's why we play this game, to be in the Super Bowl. So, you know, for the guys that's in it, take advantage of this opportunity.
Delanie, yesterday we kind of tossed back and forth the idea of, like, is it a good or a bad thing that you've got 2 weeks in between as you're prepping for the Super Bowl? And obviously it's a good thing in the sense that, you know, you kind of get a chance to get a little bit healthier. But because of the media attention and all of the stuff going on, as a player, would you rather just have a one-week turnaround and get right into it, or is the 2 weeks worth it?
I think the 2 weeks is worth it on the stand of, you know, taking care of making sure our body is healthy so we can go out there and put on a great performance for the fans and everyone else that's watching the Super Bowl. But it can be bad as well, like you said, because of the media outlet that, you know, they're looking for anything that they can make a story out of. So, it goes both ways. It can be good and bad. Again, you're a professional athlete, so handle yourself like a professional athlete.
Delanie Walker's with us on KHTK. Okay, so you got that 2 weeks, but you got even more than that. Going back, there was that huge break in the middle of the game because the lights went out. And I don't know that I've ever had a chance to talk to any of you guys that were on that team. What did you do? What was the thought process? What was going on when the lights were out and you're just waiting around for the Super Bowl to continue?
be truthful, we thought it was a terrorist attack.
Oh, my God.
You know, oh, my goodness.
It sounded like something exploded a little bit and then all the lights shut off. So, you know, it kind of scary at that point. And then when they told us a transformer had exploded or something like that, we just thought it was weird because it's the Super Bowl. And we're pretty sure something like that shouldn't happen like that. But our mindset was like, oh, this giving us an opportunity to get back. They, you know, that's going to slow them down because they were kicking our butt until that happened.
Delaney Walker joining us on KHTK. What clicked? I mean, you're talking about it, but it's a tale of two halves in that Super Bowl. And I don't know if Coach Harbaugh, like, mainlined you guys all whole milk or what the difference was. But when you look back at that, and I'm sure you're accomplished enough, you don't have a ton of regrets, but you kind of wish whatever you had in the second half you had in the first half, I guess, what I'm trying to ask.
Most definitely. You know, and that whole season, we always played terribly in the first half and always played good in the second half. And I don't know what it was, and it just carried over to the Super Bowl. And, you know, we wasn't worried. When we went into halftime, we really wasn't worried. We, like, this is the type of team we are. We always come back in the second half, so show everybody what they know, what they expect. And we went out there, and we came back in the second half. And, you know, when we got down there, I think on the 8-yard line, I'm not too sure, but I think we should have ran the ball more. We ran the ball to get down there, and then when we got down there, we tried to throw it 4 times. And I think that's what hurt us. Because we didn't give the ball to Frank Gore and let him do what he do best, and that's run the ball.
Yeah, that was a little bit frustrating as a fan. But I want to ask you about Colin a little bit because he's kind of had some ups and downs, obviously, and then there was a whole bunch of stuff that went on this year, whether, you know, him taking the political stances and actually having a pretty good year under Chip Kelly. What are your thoughts on kind of how he's progressed since Jim Harbaugh left and he's kind of gone through a rough patch in his career?
You know, and I said this earlier, I think, you know, just having different coaches, Jim Harbaugh coached him a little differently, gave him the opportunity, you know, to run the ball with that style of offense. And then when you get offense where they want him to sit in the pocket, and he didn't do that in college, and you know, and Jim Harbaugh knew that and try to, you know, predicate to what he was good at. And then you got other coaches like, this is what you're going to do. I've been running this system all my life. You're going to sit in the pocket and try to throw the ball. If that's not what he does, you know, of course it's going to be hard. I know he's fighting a shoulder injury, and then what he had going on with the protest, you know, that's a lot on your plate. But, you know, since all that is over with, hopefully behind him, I think if, you know, he gets put in the right system and the right opportunity, that, you know, he's going to be a good quarterback.
Delaney Walker joining us this morning on The Drive. I want to ask you a little bit about what's going on with your former team. They've made the decision after a 2-win season, obviously got rid of another coach, got rid of Trent Baalke, just hired John Lynch as their new general manager. From a player perspective, how prepared do you think players are, former players going into a front office that haven't kind of gone through the ranks of scouting and all of that? How much football experience do you think is going to transfer over to front office decisions?
You know what? I think John Lynch is a Hall of Famer, going to be a Hall of Famer. Played the game very well, very smart. He was the quarterback of the defense. So I think the transition of him being a GM, I think he gonna understand players and know what type of player they might need for the team and who can help them out. But I really can't say. You know, I don't know John Lynch like that. I don't know what his mindset is. But I'm pretty sure the carryover of playing at a high level and being a great athlete in this league should help him out on a transition of being a GM. So we'll see. I mean, you signed him to a 6-year deal. So we'll see in the first year how well y'all like him and what he did.
Former 49er, current Tennessee Titan, Delaney Walker joining us as we're down here in Houston. Thanks to Jiffy Lube, Radio Row. And Delaney, we're talking about the Super Bowl, the fun of the week, the big game. And you experiencing that yourself against the Ravens and the experience of the heartbreak of losing to the Ravens. But let's have some perspective here. None of that compares to what you dealt with 24 hours later when you woke up and found out that your aunt and uncle had been killed and had been killed by a drunk driver. And that blow in itself is unimaginable. What we really admire about you is you've taken that devastating loss, and that's part of the reason we're talking to you today, and you've grown that into a pretty cool partnership to try to help make sure that doesn't happen to other people.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I partnered up with Tostitos and Mad, because my aunt and uncle, like you said, were killed after I played in the Super Bowl by a drunk driver. And Tostitos got a great program. Basically, if you buy any bag of Tostitos chips, and if you go on the back of them, the last five digits of the UPC code for on Sunday during the game or after the game, 25,000 fans get a discounted Uber ride home. And, you know, we just want to make sure that you have a game plan on getting home safely, just like the guys that's playing this Sunday have a game plan on how they're going to win the game. We want you to have a game plan on how to get home safely.
That's good stuff that you're doing, Delaney, honestly. And we'll make sure to throw that out on our social media as well so people can figure that out and be safe. Have fun, watch the game, and be safe afterwards. One thing I forgot to ask you, if you were Jimmy Graham and you got hit like that, would you have been pissed off too in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, you know, conduct, like you ain't trying to smack nobody, but you trying to make the tackle, and I can understand why he was upset.
Well, congratulations on your Pro Bowl year. We miss you out here as Niner fans, but you're doing good stuff out there. Take care and good luck next year.
Thank you very much.